Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Chamishi in Parshas Matos Maaseh. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe ba'arvas Moav al Yarden Yerecho lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe in the plains of Moav on the Jordan River by Yerecho, saying, V'yedaber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem ki atem ovrim es ha'yarden el Eretz Kanan. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them that you are crossing the Yarden into the land of Canaan. Rashi asks, what's this command about? And he tells us to look at the next pasuk that says that you will go and inherit the land. Because they are warned, if you do not go to do this, I'm crossing you into the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, and on the condition that you're going to come and inherit it, and purge it from Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, this is because they are inheriting the land on this condition, for if they do not, he says that the Jordan River, the Yarden, will come and sweep them away. And this is what's told to Yoshua as well, as they are going to the Yarden. Farashtem es kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipaneichem vibadetem es kol maskisam es kol moskiosam es kol tzamei masechosam ta'abed es kol bamosam tashmidu. And you will conquer the land from those who are dwelling there, and you will drive them out, and you will destroy all of their idols, their molten idols, and all of their altars you shall destroy. Rashi says, what is Maskiosam? This is the place where they bow down, where they prostrate themselves, that they go and clear off the land and put a hewn stone floor to bow upon it by stretching out their hands and their feet. What are idols that are molten, meaning out of metal, Rashi says. Farashtem es ha'aretz v'yashavtem ba, ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz l'reshes osa. And you will inherit the land, and you will dwell there, because I have given you the land in order to inherit it. Rashi says, because you have taken it from them, and then you will, in this merit, you will be able to give it to your children. If you do not, and you leave the inhabitants there, then you will not be able to hold on to it. V'his nachaltem es ha'aretz begorol mishpachoseichem l'rav tarbu es nachlaso l'ma'et tam'it es nachlaso el asher yetzi lo shama goral lo hiya l'matos avoseichem tis nechalu. And you will inherit the land based on a drawing, a goral, a lottery for your families. To the large ones, his area will be greater, and to the smaller families, their portion will be smaller. Based on how many left Egypt, left Mitzrayim, Asher Yetzei Lo Shama, those who left from there, that's how we will do the lottery for the tribes of the forefathers. This is how the land shall be inherited. V'imlo sorishu es yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem v'yasher tosiru mehem la. L'sichim be'enechem l'tzinim b'tzideichem z'vitzaru eschem al ha'aretz asher atem yoshvim ba. And if you do not conquer and drive out those who live in the land before you, and if you leave them there, they will be like tent pegs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they will trouble you on the land that you are living. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem ki atem b'ayim el ha'aretz kinan, zos ha'aretz asher tipol lechem b'nachalab eretz kinan l'gvuloseha. Command b'nei Yisrael and say to them that when you're going to the land, Canaan, this is the land that will fall before you, the land of Canaan, in its boundaries. Rashi asks, what is the need for the direct article, zos ha'aretz? Because there are a lot of mitzvahs that aren't practiced in the land and not practiced outside of the land. And that the pasuk has to go and show all of the boundaries in order to tell you within these boundaries, this is where the mitzvahs that depend on the land of Israel to be kept, this is where they are kept. The land that will fall to you, is it an idiom, or does it mean literally? So on one hand, it falls to Goral, meaning that it comes under the selection based on the lottery. That's one way that you can explain Tipol. It means to be divided up. Or it could be literally that the spiritual sources of the nation's power, the sarim, the malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put over these nations, were thrown from heaven down into the earth, and they sat there bound before Moshe. And Moshe said, "Behold, these nations no longer have any power." Vayalachem pas negev mimidbar tzin al yede edom vahayalachem gvul negev mikse yam hamelach kedma. And it will be at the edge of the south of the desert of Tzin until you reach Edom, and there will be the boundary of the south from the Sea of Salt, what we call the Dead Sea, to the west. Rashi says the southern border means from west to from east to west on the southern side. Midbar Tzin is near Edom, the southeast corner of the land, which borders on nine tribes. And on the southern border, Rashi says, are three nations. To the west is Egypt, to the east is the entire boundary of Moab and some of Edom. And Rashi makes note of the fact that we see that the fast way would have been to come from Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael, would have been to come from Mitzrayim, from the western border up straight in, and it would have taken little time at all. But instead, Hashem did not do that so that they would not rush back lest they see war. It was called the way of the land of the Plishtim because to the Plishtim were a seafaring nation, and to the north of that area would have been the Mediterranean Sea, and that would be the way to the Plishtim moving in a northward fashion, a northeast fashion from Mitzrayim, Egypt, which was in the southwest. Instead, Hashem took them out and around more towards the east, moving easterly and further north in a northeasterly way, as opposed to a northern way from Mitzrayim, which would have been faster. And also, therefore, we see in Chukas where they wanted to go through Edom because that was on the southeast border, a little bit of the land. And Edom said, no, you cannot go through. So then they were forced to go through Moab, and the entire fight then happened with Midian and Moab and Balak and Bilam and the Chait, and then Pinchas. And then after Pinchas brings us to where we are now. Having conquered the area of Moab around over here, V'nasav lachem gvul minegev lamala achrabim v'avar tzina v'hayu totzosav minegev l'kadish barnea v'yatza chatzah adar v'avar atzmona. And the southern border will go around south of Mali Akrabim, it'll pass towards Tzin, and the outside part will be south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it'll go to Hazar Adar, and then pass to Atzmon. The idea, Rashi says, is that it's not a straight line, but it sort of makes a V shape, though a gentle slope, not a sharp slope. And Asaf Hagvul Me Atzmon Nachla Mitzrayim V'Haya Totzosav Hayama. It will go around out Atzmon to the stream of Egypt, and then the final outskirt, what's outside of it, is the Mediterranean Sea. Ugvul yam v'hayalachem hayam hagadol ugvul zeh hiyalachem gvul yam, and the western boundary shall be the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and this will be your western border. Gvul yam yama, which means west, in Hebrew means towards the sea. V'zeh yelachem gvul tzafon min hayam hagadol tisau lachem hor ha'har. And this is your northern boundary, your northern border from the Mediterranean Sea. We'll go out till hor ha'har. We'll cross the land over to the east of hor ha'har. Mehor ha'har tisau lavo chamas v'hayu tosaus. From Hor HaHar, you turn and go to Hamas, and then the end of the border is to Tzedad. V'yatza ha'gvul tzifrona, v'heu totzosav chatzar v'inan v'ze yelachem gvul tzafon. And the border will go out to Tzafron, and this is that what's outside of it, chatzar, einan, this is your northern boundary. Rashi says this is the apex, the high point of the thinnest part of the northeastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Viz tavisem lechem legvul kedma mechatzar einan shafama. From there we turn to the eastward boundary, to Shafama, which is the thin easterly portion. Vayar hagvul mi shafam harivlo mi kedem la'ayin vayarad hagvul umacha al kesef yam kineres kedma. And the boundary descends southward, east of Ayin, and the boundary descends down and goes to the end of the Kineres Sea on its eastern side. V'yared ha'gvul ha'yardena v'hayu totzosa v'yam ha'melach zos tiheh lechem ha'aretz l'gvuoseh saviv. And the boundary will descend down following the Jordan River, and it ends with the Yam HaMelech. These are the boundaries of the land, of all of its boundaries surrounding it. V'yitzav Moshe es b'nei Yisrael le'mor, zos ha'aretz asher tisnachalu osav begoral asher tziva Hashem l'sis, l'sishas hamatos v'chatzi hamate. And Moshe commanded b'nei Yisrael, saying, this is the land that you will inherit it through the lottery that Hashem commanded you to give to the 9.5 tribes. Ki lachum mata b'nei Ruveni leves avosam umata b'nei Agadi leves avosam v'chatzi mata Menasha lachu nachlasam. Because the tribe of the children of Ruven and the house of their father, and the tribe of the children of Gad and the house of their father, and half of the tribe of Menasha took their inheritance. Shnei matos v'chatzi mata lachu nachlasam me'ever liyarden yerecho kedma mizracha. These 2.5 tribes took their portion on the other side of the Jordan River by Yericho on the eastern side.